Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now keep reading, verse 14. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand. That said defend, but the NET's the one I like. It says not to rehearse ahead of time. The New English. King James. Settle it in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. This testimony we're talking about is inspired. It's anointed. It's not something you sit down and wrote on a piece of paper and you just stand up and read to somebody by rote. So you don't have to figure out, well, how am I going to answer this and how I'm going to answer? No. You just share what God did for you. How many notes do you need? You were there. You know what happened. This is not theory. This is not doctrine. This is not you trying to teach a message. Settle it in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. Why? Because you're going to have help. Yes. I said you're going to have help. Verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, if you can't shout about that, I don't know what you can shout about. Jesus said, the head of the church said, he, the one who said you'll receive power after the Holy Spirit's come on you. That's what this power is for. I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Isn't that what happened with Stephen? They could not overtalk the food cart guy. Could they? Amen. They couldn't. Amen. Don't you know that made them feel bad? Yeah. With all their degrees. Yeah. These are their best orators. Come on. And to get tied up by the food cart guy. Had to be very embarrassing for them. But what they didn't realize is it wasn't just the food cart guy. And when he's talking about this, this is not for your glory nor my glory to show up somebody how smart I am, how much scripture I know, how spiritual I am. No. It's got nothing to do with me looking good. Are you looking good? Are us shutting somebody up? This is about the truth coming out, and light coming out, and truth being confirmed by the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth bears witness to the truth. When we tell the truth of what God has done in our lives, the Spirit of truth confirms it, bears witness to it, to other people that are seeing and hearing, listening to it. Let me read some other translations of this to you. The easy to read says, this will give you an opportunity to tell about me. Decide now not to worry about what you'll say. I will give you wisdom to say things that none of your enemies can answer. The New Living says, I'll give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refute you. They won't be able to. The New Century says, I'll give you wisdom to say things that none of your enemies will be able to stand against or prove wrong. Not be able to gainsay nor resist. We have the irresistible spirit. Don't we? We have the irrefutable, indisputable spirit. Go with me to Matthew. Let's see some examples of this. And the reason we're seeing examples of this because we're living in the same New Testament, we have the same irresistible spirit in us and on us. And there are times that this is to happen in our lives, that we're to experience the Lord giving us things that opponents just have no answer for. They have no comeback. Matthew 22 and verse 15. Jesus spoke by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, by the irresistible, irrefutable, indisputable, undefeatable. Should I go on? Is he the greater one? Well, if he's the greater one, that would explain why they can't beat him. Who's smarter than the Holy Spirit? Who's going to come up with something clever that the Holy Spirit can't come back from? But how easy would it be for him to say something that you can't come back from? You're going, duh. What do you say to that? This is what happened. The Pharisees took counsel how they might entangle Jesus in his talk. Why? Again, to their mind, Jesus is the carpenter's son. He doesn't have a doctorate in theology. He's not of the elite in the ministry. And yet, he's got this big following. He's got these big crowds. They're having miracles. So he's become a problem for them. So they're going to go shut him down. They're going to go publicly show everybody how ignorant he is and uneducated. They're going to dazzle the crowd. Well, now, am I reading this right? Are they going to try to tie Jesus up? What does entangle mean? They're going to tie Jesus up. They got a picture of them wowing the crowd with their knowledge and their education and Jesus being dumbfounded and not being able to answer back and the crowd going, well, okay, maybe he's not all we thought he was. They took counsel about this. Keep reading. We're going to read several verses here. They sent out to him the disciples with the Herodians and they said, Master, we know you're true. Teach the way of God in truth. You don't care for any man, but you regard not the person of men. The devil's such a liar, such a deceiver. He'll butter you up. He'll flatter you before he tries to stab you. How many know that's the way he does? He goes, you're such a fine fella. You're so great. Yeah. Is that right? That's exactly how he works every time. Turn around so I can get this stuff off your back. You're so smart. You're so... They said, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Jesus perceived their wickedness. He said, why tempt you me, you hypocrites? I'm going to read through this several of these. Show me the tribute money. They brought him a penny. He said, whose picture is this? Whose writing is this? They said, well, it's Caesar's. 21. He said, well, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God. Amen. And their tangle up Jesus plan is really unraveling. It's coming apart. And when they heard these words, they what? They marveled. They marveled and did what? Left. Well, this didn't turn out the way they planned, did it? Left him. And went their way. They're going to have to think some more about this. How to tangle Jesus up. This is not working. And the same day. This was obviously tangle up Jesus day. Same day. Sadducees came. And they say there's no resurrection. And they were upset about what Jesus was teaching. So they asked him. They said, Master, Moses said if a man die having no children, his brother will marry his wife, raise up seed to his brother. They were with the seven brothers. The first married a wife. He died, had no issue, left his wife to his brother. Second also, the third, to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, which they don't even believe in, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. See, they think they are so smart. Don't they? They think, we got him.
That's right.
How are you going to answer this one, huh? Have you ever thought about this? Jesus said, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. And all the people, they were sitting there thinking, yeah. Because the Bible said the common people heard Jesus gladly. And they knew a lot of that junk that the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees were saying were not right, but they didn't know how to answer them. But then when Jesus came and said it, they said, that's right. I always knew that. I always knew that. That's right. That's right. Why? Because Jesus is speaking by the irresistible Spirit. He's speaking by the Spirit that cannot be gainsaid nor resisted. He said in the resurrection, so there must be one. They don't marry and are given in marriage. Your question, because you're so ignorant of Scriptures and God, your question is completely irrelevant. That's how smart you are. If you knew enough, you wouldn't have even asked the question, because you would have known it's irrelevant because they don't marry. Whose wife would she be? They don't marry. They're like the angels of God in heaven. And it's touching the resurrection of the dead. Because these were people who were big on the Old Testament and Moses. Have you not read your God saying? Have you never read the Scriptures? Have you ever read the Bible? And so they were so proud of how much their, you know, the Scripture. The Bible that you're so proud of? It says, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And God had said that when these men hadn't been on the earth for a long, long time. He said, God's not the God of the dead, but of the living. Is God saying, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they don't exist anymore? Somebody need to remind God they're dead? They're not around anymore? No, because they still exist. Amen. And there is a resurrection. Amen. And when the multitude heard this, they were what?
Astonished.
At his doctrine. And I guess the Sadducees had to leave and take some more counsel about how to tangle up Jesus, because this is not working out. But when the Pharisees had heard he'd put the Sadducees to silence, then they said, that's our shot. We're going to show them how to do it. They were gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Keep going. Second is like it. You'll love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.